Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Joy Business Report. Special hi to our friends listening in Koforidua on KTU Radio. My name is Daryl Kwal. First up, government is expected to formally open negotiations with Eurobond holders and commercial creditors in London on Monday, January 21. The engagement will target institutional investors that are holding these financial instruments. Now, government is seeking to restructure about $13 billion worth of debts as it is proposing up to 40% interest rate cut. Finance Minister Kenneth Rietta admits this negotiation will be a tough one for Ghana.
I'm expecting that we will all negotiate in good faith. I'm looking at the country coming back quicker than later. We have had discussions with Eurobond investors, some of the larger creditors, and there's goodwill.
How quickly are you hoping to also reach any preliminary deal with them?
You know, I had a very optimistic view to conclude all of these negotiations by end of 2023, which did not happen. So when I look at current situation between concluding the MOU, OCC, and then the process with the Eurobond, I don't know, I guess I give myself latest end of March or something as a goal that we should shoot for to put an end to all of the restructuring.
Finance Minister Ken Oforiatta in that exclusive interview with George Afe, which airs on PM Express Business Edition tomorrow Thursday at 9 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Now, turning to other news, economist Professor Govert Bokwin has said that any attempt to increase recurrent expenditure in the 2024 election year to please the electorates will come back to badly hurt the economy. He says there's little space for government to spend in areas that will only encourage consumption without impacting on growth. Professor Bokwin advised the government to be mindful of how it even intends to spend from projected tax revenue.
Okay, we don't need to overspend to win over election, because the consequences of that after the election will come back to bite us as Ghanaians. So for instance, if government decides that from the second half of this year, July, we are going to increase salaries of public sector workers by less than 30% in the rest of them. And that will be simply because we want to cut wages. Okay, do we have the fiscal space to accommodate that?
You heard economist Professor Govert Bokwin. Now, Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the U.S., Professor Williams Pryor, has cautioned government and other political parties against campaign promises if it wants to remain fiscally disciplined. According to him, it is incumbent on the government to live within its means to sustain economic growth. His advice follows rating agency Fitch's warning that countries without access to international capital markets, including Ghana, will face some challenges. Take a listen.
And especially this is a political season, and political parties must be careful with their campaign messages and promises, knowing that our tax revenue will not be able to help us to fulfill those promises. Our promises a political party may give must be within what is that something that's within our budget. In the past, both parties who have managed Ghana, they've come out with huge promises. And when they come to implement, the funds are not there and they go out to borrow. But this time, we have learned our lessons. It is better to come out with a promise that you can fulfill within our means, the means of Ghana, not to try to borrow too much so that we find ourselves in the mess that we have now.
Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the U.S., Professor Williams Pipa. Now, the Bank of Ghana will embark on a sizable monetary easing cycle, cutting the policy rate by a cumulative 800 basis points to 22% by the end of the year. That's forecast by Fitch Solutions. This success follows a substantial moderation of headline inflation. Here's more.
Since 2021, the Bank of Ghana has hiked the benchmark policy rate by 1,150 basis points to 30%. Versus as restricted access to corporate credit. But with inflation easing substantially, the central bank is expected to embark upon policy easing. However, Fitch Solutions said it usually takes about 12 months for interest rate adjustment to affect the real economy due to the lag in monetary transmission mechanisms. As such, the UK-based firm believes that the Bank of Ghana's dovish monetary policy stance is unlikely to result in a sharp increase in real loan growth, which has remained in contractionary territory over January to August last year. Meanwhile, the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana would hold its 116th regular meetings from Tuesday, January 23 to Friday, January 26 to review development in the economy.
Now, some development partners are optimistic and confident in the quick turnaround of the economy this year, following the recent improvements in inflation and some stability in the local currency. Speaking to Joy Business on the prospects of a good target for this year, Chief Economist at the United Nations Development Programme Ghana Office, Fatoumata Cisse, said there is a high chance of transformation in the economy this year.
It's an optimistic moment right now to be in Ghana. We have seen the statistics that is presented and how the economy is slowly beginning to turn around. And that optimism, with what the aspirations that we have in the budget, galvanizing many other stakeholders, the chances are indeed high. And we can begin to see light at the end of the tunnel. We are not saying it's all fixed, but it, as they said, the emphasis of the budget is, first of all, stabilizing the economy, and then we begin to see growth. We are not seeing retrogression. We see improvement in the inflation rate. We see improvement in GDP growth rate. So I think there's room for us to be optimistic. But
Dr. Fatoumata Cisse, Chief Economist for UNDP Ghana and West Africa. Now, Associate Director, Tax and Regulatory Services at Deloitte Ghana, Awizong Pano, is entreating local businesses to take advantage of some tax exemptions by the government. Speaking on the marketplace on Joy News, Awizong Pano urged businesses to leverage existing tax exemptions to reduce their tax burden.
In a year where you have high tax costs, all companies, all businesses will have to make sure that they are identifying all tax deductions available to them and all tax incentives and make sure that they are making the most out of it. Local production of sanitary towels will now go at 0% VAT. So companies in that space should make sure that they are taking advantage of that this year and going forward. Then in a high tax environment, businesses should have a tax rate strategy.
You heard Awizong Pano, who is Associate Director, Tax and Regulatory Services at Deloitte, speaking on the marketplace as part of the Joy Business Advisory Series. While today we'll bring you the Joy Business Van, we'll feature Mechfix Engineering, which has created a cocoa pod breaker machine to help solve bean harvesting challenges. Take a listen.
A breaker machine crushing tons of cocoa pods within minutes. This could have taken hours and potentially days to finish if it was done manually. The innovative cocoa pod breaker machine was created by Daniel Chumesi and Elizabeth Amwa, who were both trained at the Design and Technology Institute. Both Daniel and Elizabeth hail from cocoa farming communities and understand the challenges with manual crushing of cocoa.